Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama 7, and we are doing radio. I hope everyone is well. They've had a good week. Even if you haven't had a good week, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you've made it to this point. One thing Mama 7 not going to do, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not always cheery and roses and everything else like that. That's why we have to spend the time that we do loving with each other, supporting each other, just in general, I'm here for you. You know, we've done a show before on being my brother's keeper, being my sister's keeper. We have to be each other's keeper. This world is bananas. And every other day, I get to hear more and more of the banana. And I'm like, we're going to have a whole fruit salad before this is through with, okay? So because of that, Spirit directed me to this particular show, spiritual protection. So very important. We got to talk about it. Shoot, we need to be about this. It is absolutely crazy. And the more we work on our protection, the more we're protected. The more we are aware of negative situations, the better prepared we can be. Being prepared is half the battle. And we'll talk about what it means and what it means and what it takes to get prepared. You know, we'll also share some battle stories. Just got off the phone with the West Coast and battle story, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Again, we need to know what to do in these situations. How do we fix this? Where do we start? So I'm so glad to be having this show. Last week's show, Dynamite, in my small opinion, was very, exposing for me. I shared not just about affirmations, what they are, what they do, how to do them. I shared a number of affirmations with the group. I also shared my personal affirmations. These are the affirmations that I have in my house, that I have at my job. That, you know, this is me. You know, one thing about, you know, a wonderful approach, we don't pull punches, okay? You're going to get all of it, and you're going to get the real. And so I shared my personal affirmations, and I have seen them work wonders, you know. I've seen them work wonders in confidence. I've seen them work wonders in getting me and my mind ready for what is obviously the next level, you know. So the affirmation, and it's called Affirm Yourself, and that show, very powerful for a couple of reasons. One, we had to talk about affirmations. They are very powerful tools. Two, I want you to follow instructions. It says affirm yourself. Affirm yourself. That means we're not waiting for someone else to come and validate and give value to and put things in place. We can't wait. We have to affirm ourselves. So that means, what does that mean? That means start to dig deep. What does it mean for you to affirm yourself? What does it mean for you to go through the steps to say, I need this from the universe? What does it mean for you to be able to look in the mirror and say, I am this from the universe? So I love this program because it was kind of directed to the point. We have to start paying more attention to our words. you know, that spiritual ashe. Our words don't become magical at certain times. They don't become magical when we speak them in rhythm and rhyme and blah, 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 blah. No, no. They're magical all the time. You see, all the time, angels are listening. Unfortunately, all the time, negativity is listening too. So we can't have moments where we are feeding negativity, especially when we're feeding negativity up. How many of us will have these, I call it stinking thinking, okay? Because, of course, before it was a word, it was a thought. This stinking thinking where you are thinking negatively, you are thinking in a limited capacity. I don't believe in limits. I don't. It's either yes or not yet. I don't believe in no. There was a study that the military did that found that telling children no was bad for them. It interfered with their psyche. And the government spent a lot of money training a couple of people how to not say no to children. It was very difficult. At the time, I wasn't a mom yet, so I had not gotten into the habit of yelling no all the time. So it was easier for me than a lot of people. There were people that quit. And this was a very high sought after childcare. This was, you know, in my college days. And there were people that quit the job because they couldn't tell two-year-olds no. What they had to do was redirect the child. So Johnny's biting Timmy. It's like, what would we say? No, no, no. Don't do that. Now we have to say, Johnny, would you like an apple? Johnny, would you like this toy? Timmy, would you like to move away from Johnny? Uh-huh. So we had to offer the child choices, but we couldn't say no. The child has to be, both children had to be accountable and responsible for their actions. And so it took a minute to learn how to not say no. And then as an adult, particularly working with the opposite sex, I always wanted to be encouraging in word, right? I always wanted to be as gentle with my words as possible. Let's take the negativity out, okay? So in relationship, you know, girl drives, was that a Mustang, I think? And boy doesn't drive. Boy says, girl, let me drive your car. Now, most girls may screw up their face, roll their eyes, bust out laughing hysterically. I mean, there's a whole list of things that can be done. But rather than to go through those things that can be conceived and perceived as negative, what we can do, turn around and say, why don't we get you something where you can be more comfortable? Why don't we find you a vehicle so that we can both be driving? Why don't we, you know what I'm saying? So we had to come up with other options. You know, when we're at work, depends on where you work at, we use our polite voice. I call it the Becky voice. We use our polite voice where someone may do something. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, that's okay. At home, we get to yelling and fussing and negative. So when it comes to affirming yourself is all about watching your language. It's about watching your intentions in your language. It's about having belief in your relationship with the divine, you know? So that's affirming yourself. If you want to listen to the show, and I would suggest you listen to the show, I would suggest that you create your own affirmations. You're welcome to piggyback. I've said so many. Oh, my goodness. You're welcome to piggyback off of some of the affirmations that were said and kind of splice it up. You know what I'm saying? Add to it. But every day, just like every day we reach out to God, we ask God to watch over us and protect us, every day we need to be feeding intentionally our spirit, okay? Every day, and that's what the affirmations do. They're feeding your spirit. When you feed your spirit good things, it's going to do just like your body does when you feed your body good things. What is that? It's going to do well. It's going to be healthy. It's going to perform at max capacity. All of that. So take a minute. It's definitely worth the time to apply yourself, to try, to learn. It's worth the time. Okay? All right. So today's topic, spiritual protection. All right? So I had the show topic maybe yesterday, but the phone calls that I got today confirmed to me why this is the topic, all right? It's a spirit-led program. A lot of times I'm just here for the ride, and then afterwards it'll hit me. I'm like, I'll put two and two and 55 together, and then I got it, right? Why is spiritual protection so important? Why do we have to have policies and procedures, and why? You know, because you would think that all people spiritual would want good things. All people that claim to be under the spiritual banner should be, you know, peace-loving, you know, crystal-toting, sage-carrying, loving individuals, right? I wish that were right. And if you know of a place where that exists, I will take the bus. I want to go. I will charter the bus. I need to get there because that's not what my almost 50 years of experience has shown me. What I have seen, again, I cannot lie to you. What I have seen is some people's practices are less than honorable. Some people's practices are just downright negative. They throw juju, and, you know, I like the word juju because it makes your lips tickle, juju, you know. But juju is referencing negative energy. You don't want negative energy thrown at you. And this is what these people are doing. With very little consideration of its full impact on you. Very little consideration for how it impacts what? Your children, your livelihood, your life. You know, it like tickles certain people, and that's not good. Not positive. We have to be able to know the signs. We have to be able to know when spiritually we're having an issue. We have to know when the issue is coming from a person or whatever, person, organization, temple, lake, coven, whatever. We need to know as much as we can. And then we have to know how to protect ourselves. Must. This is why I do what I do, so that we can do what we do. Must. So, spiritual protection. That's today's show. I want everyone to have their pen and paper out. There should be some notes taken from this, okay? We need to understand what these signs look like and what to do when you see them, okay? All right. And, of course, this is a family show. It's a family discussion. Press one. Share what you have done, what you've used, what you've seen be very successful, what you have not seen be very successful. You know, this is when we're collectively coming together to share in the knowledge, okay? I'm doing you a favor. You don't have to read 1,000 books. What we do have to do is pay attention, all right? So, spiritual protection. I try to start at the bottom and go to the top. I hope, like I said, don't hold a question tonight. Don't hold any questions tonight. If you have, even if you may say, oh, no, it's a silly question, but I don't care. I don't care if you have to text me. But don't hold a question tonight. We need to get all this information out because what mistakes have been made over here can help somebody. So, spiritual protection. A lot of times people want to wait until their arm is broken, they're half blind, and this, that, before they start seeking spiritual protection. No, we need to have a regular spiritual hygiene, all right? We need to have a regular practice of cleaning ourselves. Typical, basic, white bath, wonderful, okay? Whether you have to take it quarterly, if you have a lot going on, moving, craziness at work, rocky relationship, those types of quarterly, if not monthly. Someone like me who's in contact with a number of spiritual people with different understandings of cleanliness, with different understandings of in their spiritual journey, between the readings and the many other things that I do, I have to take a white bath at least every week. At least. If not, I would be just covered in soot. It would be like sticking me into a chimney and pulling me out, okay? I need the cleaning. Mandatory, necessary. So, I have, so along with the white bath that I have to do every week, I have, I smudge the house out. I have to smudge the house out after every reading. After every reading, I go through and take my little smudge pot, and I go through my entire house. Because of sometimes this energy that I've just pulled on, I don't need that in my house. Sometimes this energy I just pulled on is looking for a place to go. You know, ancestors love my house. I got lots of food, lots of energy. I got all kinds of shrines. Oh, yeah, ancestors get here and stay. Oh, it's comfortable here. And I'm like, no. No, I need you to go back. Tell them to clean their shrine. Don't come sit here because you see my shrine clean. Go home. Tell your people, clean their shrine. So I smudge out the house. I went to talking about smudging. Not only can you smudge out your house, but you can smudge items, all right? So I went to a specialty store. I thought I found the specialty store. I think the specialty store found me. And all kinds of stuff all over the place. And as an Oma, oh, yeah, I'm really not supposed to be in places where old places, I don't want to say old places, but like thrift stores and things like that because it's very difficult because a lot of times energy and spirit attaches itself to certain things So I'm sitting here walking around, and there's like tons of spirits everywhere. You would not believe what I found, or what found me. A fertility doll. I was like, oh, snap. I mean, it was a wood fertility doll with blue and white beads around her waist and blue and white earrings. I said, oh, this is why I drove way on out my way and everything, blah, blah, blah. This baby here, powerful. I said, well, I can't wait to talk to you. But before we can talk anything, you got to get clean. Smudge. You got to sit in a marrow that is sitting and soaking. You got to get worked up. We got to find out if we're going to be able to work together peacefully and everything else like that. So even when it comes to the things we pick up and the things we're around, you have to be careful for that. And I will tell everybody and anybody, don't bring those special dolls in your house. You got to be careful for that. So this little one, after she's finished soaking and she's already been smudged a couple times, we'll see if she's going to be able to stay in the house. But, ooh, I was so excited. Spiritual protection, though, okay? As cute and as wonderful and amazing, and this piece was carved out of wood, one piece of wood. Oh, my goodness, it's just wonderful. And as wonderful as it is, I can't just jump up and put that on my altar and my ancestors be like, what is this? Where did it come from? What is it supposed to be doing? What is it? So we have to be protected sometimes even from ourselves, okay? Spiritual protection. Everybody has that one little negative energy in their life. I don't know if it's a girlfriend, a cousin, or whatever, but we have this thing that likes to produce negativity, right? Now, it's so hard. Well, for some people, it's hard to ignore this negative person. It's so hard for them to say, I know that you're negative, but I'm not going to stop dealing. I need to stop dealing with you. No. What do people do? Continue to humor, entertain. That's negative. I found myself caught up. Day ago, 2 days ago, caught up. Ooh, a heated debate. Bah, 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 bah. Well, this is my point. Well, that's your point. And then I had to stop and be like, okay, wait, what are you doing? This is not how you talk. This is not how you talk in your situation. This is not the right way to handle this. Stop what you're doing. And I was able to immediately say, you know what? I'm not arguing. Now, my red, nice, hot red blood itself was like, oh, yes, you are. No. I'm not arguing. I am insistent on not arguing. I don't want to argue to disrespect myself or to disrespect you. So, no, we're not doing that. Ceasefire. And I had to just recognize that while these two sisters are fighting, what's happening? They're distracted from their home. They're distracted from their positive prayers. They're distracted from doing their work, their mission work, their day work, their housework, whatever kind of work you want to say. They're distracted. Negativity takes advantage of those types of distractions. Oh, y'all busy fighting? Okay, good. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to interrupt blah, 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 whatever. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to create a whole nother motion. But you won't tell. You won't know. because you're distracted by negativity. Sometimes negativity is only here to distract us from the positive. We can have something really, really good going on, but that negativity will creep in and create a distraction so big that you forget there was a positive there to begin with. You know? So I'm going to suggest, as you're going about your life, your understanding, whatever, getting control. I tease my mother about this all the time. She says, oh, this person's this, that person's that. And I always say, mm-hmm. But can they control their mouth? And she always giggles. Oh, this person's doing this, that person's doing that. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. But can they control their loins? Can they control ego? So it's like, no matter who you are and who you want to be, you have to have control over self first. That's spiritual protection. If you sit back and you let ego run the show, ego is not being protective or defensive at all. Ego is just out there getting all the attention ego can get, right? Ego edging God out. That's what it's doing, putting you in. Oh, ego, ego, ego. So while ego is doing its dance and shuffle and everyone's clapping and cheering for ego, in the back door that we have now forgotten to bolt, we have some other stuff coming in, depression, anxiety, negativity, self-defeating, self-hating behaviors. Oh, the ego got you distracted. Look at me. I'm doing the dance. To make sure that while this world is crazy, aspects of our own selves, well, we still got to work on. We have to make sure that we're not allowing ourselves to creep and to fall and to become victim to the negativity, okay? So the first part of spiritual protection I would like for you to learn, I would say one, is how to control yourself. Control your mouth, your words. You have to sweeten them words. I don't care. Drown yourself in that honey, honey. Sweeten those words. It doesn't matter who you're speaking to. My tone changes between, you know, how I speak to my children, both of them, because there's 6.5 years between them. I speak to them very differently. I am sharing with, I'm advising, we're having like a conversation. The second one is getting orders. He's still at the age of, okay, go do this now. Go do that now. So very different. How I speak with my mother and elder is different from how I speak to my male children, right? But all of these different types of people that I get to speak to, because it's a blessing to me, all these different people, guess what? They get the same levels of respect. That's how high I want my respect to be. That you couldn't tell if I were talking to an adult, a child, a woman, a man, that's how high I want my words to hit, right? Because when I do that, I'm protecting this child, mother, sister, brother. When I do that, I'm protecting them from negativity by allowing my positivity to come through. I'm protecting myself not to get caught up in any of the drama and trauma that's floating around, right? I'm doing my share, and I hope everyone's doing their share, of spreading peace, love, and joy. We have a responsibility. There's too much negativity floating around. We have a responsibility to get our positivity out there. How about that? Who would think that who would think in a million years that spreading positivity would be a job? It's something that we have to do because there's not enough people doing it. You got plenty of negativity. You see what I'm saying? So all of this we're working on. All of this we're building with, right? What happens when the negativity still finds its way in, right? How do we do that? So first thing we have to do is what? Prayer is the heartbeat to life. It's literally the thing that keeps us going. We are so incredibly made. God has created an automatic pump that pumps blood to our heart, to our body. Automatic. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to crank it. An automatic pump. Prayer is that. It's so vital. It's the first protection. Learn how to pray. And we're going to, a wonderful approach is going to work on really how do we pray? What does this prayer mean? Why are we using this prayer at this moment? What's going on, right? So prayer is number one. Keep a list. We're going to get into number two. But first I have a brave call that I want to share and talk about some spiritual protection. Okay? All right. So hold on. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Ms. Melissa. How are you this evening?
I am well. And yourself?
The hour before this got real eventful. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm being positive. My nose is flared, but I'm being positive. But the hour before here, it got real eventful, and my headache has been on all day long. But I've been doing well. I've been handling it.
Okay.
I'm proud of myself.
Okay, you're dealing with physical challenges, all kind of little challenges going on.
Oh, my goodness. You don't understand. Like, my leg just went, I got stung by a bee, all kinds of stuff. God, you just don't understand. But I'm here, and I ain't going nowhere. Okay?
Okay. Amen. Goodness. Okay.
So spiritual protection, I am really getting more into it, more seriously into it. So the biggest reason why I pressed one is because you were talking about the smudging. And everybody knows about the smudging. Let's get some sage. Let's, you know, smoke out this. Let's get every corner of the house. Let's chase out the negativity. Let's do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But a lot of folks do not understand that sage, and I know you didn't say sage, but sage mm-hmm. is the biggest smudger out there, right?
Correct.
A lot of people think sage is the end all, and
popular.
It is not.
Yeah, let's say it's the most popular. It's not even.
It's the most popular.
What you're saying is exactly right. It's not all that. It's not.
It's not the end all, and a lot of people think that it is. So what sage... Mm-mm. does. I just want to share this with the group. And of course, if I am wrong, please step in and stop me. But
mm-hmm.
sage is more of a neutralizer. It will get rid of the negativity, but it will also clear out the positivity. It will set everything back to its foundation, like the new moon. If you leave your crystals and things out under the new moon, you're resetting it. You're not giving it power. The full moon will give it the charge energy. The new moon will neutralize and bring it back to itself so it can realign with your energy. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of folks just kind of get that mixed up. So I'm starting to tell people that when you're saging, look for some cedar, look for some sweet grass, look for some lavender, look for some rose, whatever it is that you're trying to attract to you. The cedar especially is a positive attractor. So if you're neutralizing and you're making the area clean, well, you want positivity to come into it. So why don't you smudge yourself with some cedar? That will help bring in that type of positivity. And then you've got all kinds of different cedar. So you can have white cedar, and they even have black cedar. It's all kinds of stuff you can get that is more cued, for the lack of a better word, for a certain energy. Rose, if you're looking for love in that, you want to burn some rose petals. If you're looking for, I think sweet grass is, I think it's more for a mental positivity than, I can't remember what sweet grass is, but I know it's well used, especially in the Native American cultures.
I like
that. But I really wanted to share that with you because folks are getting information, but they're not getting it in depth. And so they might be missing out on something and not realizing, oh, I could have did this too, and this would have made it stronger. Or maybe this is why it didn't work, because it wasn't strong enough, or whatever it is. Just trying to put that out there, because folks are doing things, but they're not doing things where they can seal it and keep it and hold on to it. You know, things dissipate over time, so you have to recharge. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I really appreciate the sharing. Even in the middle of some of these challenges you're going through, honey, I really do appreciate you taking time out. I do. So thank you so much, and very, very important point. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, family. So my spiritual studies after the prayer were about protection. What I found were people being taken advantage of, for lack of a better word. And I was like, no, because the warrior in me is like, oh, you're not going to do that. That's what you're not going to do. And I said, this has to get corrected. And I really dedicated, I'm going to say, the first 10 years of my studies to spiritual protection. And it was that important, and is that in depth, because you can use so many things, you have so many tools, but spiritual protection, because I was like, wait a minute, we have all these people. So the image that I just got was, you know, with those baby sea turtles, you know, they look like little mini pancakes with flippers. And these guys have more predators, okay, than a sale at Walmart. They are hunted. And, I mean, they get predators from the sea, from the sky. This is why the turtles have to have so many, because so few are going to make that journey safely from their nest to the ocean, and it might only be 100 feet. That's what I see when I see people trying to come into spirituality, trying to have an understanding about God. And we have all of these predators, you know, Deacon Hoopenhalla, you know what I'm saying? This I call them the inbox babalows, you know. No disrespect to those that spend their time in life studying Ifa science, but to those that are studying how to make a dollar, no respect to you. None. So I call them the pot Africans, because they're always trying to give you a pot. Oh, you need this, you need that, blah, blah, blah. So we have all these people like baby sea turtles flapping in the wind, trying to desperately make it, knowing that such a small percentage of them is going to make it in there. That's what I see when I see people wanting to learn about ancestors, wanting to learn about their spiritual gifts. And all I want to do is to shoo away the predators. I'm not going to pick up the turtle. I'm not going to put my hands on it, you know. But what I want to just do is shoo away the predators for a minute, so the turtle can walk itself through its natural process of getting to the ocean. That's all I'll do. That's all I want to do. Everybody stand back. Let this turtle get to where it needs to get to, right? Well, that's, to me, the house cleaning, the Misa. This is when I say to the world, to the pockets of depression, to the disorganization, the clutter, the hurt, the whatever, look, I need all y'all to leave. Everybody, leave. You got to go. leave them alone while they take their natural journey through this life. They're trying to get to their ocean. They're trying to get on their journey. Picking them off before they even get a chance to get there is just not right in my head. So this is where this spiritual protection comes from. And it's a full science. I said I spent 10 years doing it. Learning about the herbs. Now, let me tell you something about an herb, right? You can get an herb, and you have to really learn and develop a relationship with that herb. You know, so I had a little one time. I was 15 years ago in Atlanta, and she came and she wanted just to tell me how much she knew, and she was telling me about this herb and blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, okay, that's wonderful. I said, well, do you use the flower or do you use the leaf? And she kind of looked at me like, huh? You use it out of the jar. I said, no, baby, this don't come in a jar. It comes from the ground. So do you use the leaves or do you use the flower? Oh, I don't know that. I said, well, do you use the root? Can you touch it with your hand? Can you boil it in water or should you burn it? Oh, I don't know. I know some of this stuff is poisonous. You know what I'm saying? Some of these roots, some of these herbs are poisonous. You need to know that before you go calling yourself, putting them in a white bath or whatever. What? You might need to know if this is going to be safe for you, physically safe. Your body must be safe. The temple holds the spirit, okay? So, spiritual protection. And if you've ever done, look, if you've done one, if you've done two house cleanings with me, they're not the same. None of them are the same. Some of them we go in and we're water heavy. We're cinnamon water. You know, you want a great way to change the energy in your house? Just boil some cinnamon. Get a nice big spaghetti pot. Put the cinnamon in. Let it boil. Let it boil for about 3 hours, okay? Let it boil for real. You may have to keep adding water to it, let it boil, right? And then that helps to attract finances. It helps to change a mood. It's wonderful. Something you have in your cabinet. There are things that we have sitting in our cabinet in little glass jars that's really science, y'all. So we've got to spend the time and energy. Don't be afraid to spend the time and energy doing this. Find out what phase of the moon we're in. You know, they got apps for everything. I'm sure they have an app for that. Find out what phase of the moon we're in. Find out if this is when you should be doing an increasing spell. Forgive me for saying that word. If you should be doing an increasing ritual or if you should be doing a decreasing ritual, okay? What's an increasing ritual? Oh, I want to work on my confidence. I want to increase my confidence. I want to increase for business. I want to increase the amount of customers and clients I have. Taking 2 minutes to find out when and where the moon is at that moment can really, really put the fire under your ritual, okay? What do we want to decrease? Our dependence on anything, we want that decrease. Decreased bills. You know, if you're leaking money and it happens, if you're leaking money, yeah, let's do a decrease. I want this leak plugged up. I can't keep leaking money, right? So all of these are part of spiritual protection. You have to find the tools that fit right with you so then you can go and build from there, okay? So as every house cleaning is different, every person will use different tools. I like fire. I'm a fire sign. I sleep with candlelight all the time. I usually have about 5 or 7 candles burning at my house at any given time. I like fire. And so that's me. And that's what I use to clear my house. I use fire. I use the smoke from the fire. Everyone is not a fire child. Some people use water. So that's when that Florida water gets real heavy. That's when the cinnamon water gets real heavy. This is when, you know, we have to get the wash and everything is wet. You know, this is, I don't make that choice. That's not my choice. If it were up to me, it'd be fire all the time, you know, blazes. That's not my choice. That's what's going to work for this person and the protection that they need. You see what I'm saying? So, spiritual protection. Item number 2 for our spiritual protection. What do we need? We got prayer, 1. What everyone knows what the second one is. I'm going to say it. Meditation. Why? We need to understand meditation because prayer is when we are speaking to God. We're speaking to our ancestors. We're speaking to our higher power. We're speaking. Have y'all ever been around somebody who wouldn't stop speaking? You know what I'm saying? Who never listened? I can imagine ancestors is like, look, I told you it was fine. Now stop crying and clean this altar, okay? So if you never listen, you're going to miss that message. You're going to keep crying, and you're not going to clean the altar, right? Meditating is when we're allowing our brain, we're allowing our spirit to rest. And we're listening to the universe. It takes, for something that easy, it'll take a minute to learn how to settle yourself, how to not be like, ooh, but I bet so-and-so is on Facebook. It takes a minute for you to be able to say, ooh, I can hear the kid calling me, but I know that he's fine. He's with his big brother. He'll be okay. It takes a minute to get that, okay? So don't beat yourself up if you have a hard time with that. We have prayer. We have meditation. Protection. Protection, protection, protection. These are other small protective pieces that you can utilize that'll help, okay? Something that I've done for myself, for my children, and I like to share that. These are not rituals I've gotten from a book. These are rituals that I've gotten from my spirit and have used, okay? That's the thing about books and stuff like that. And I swear, you got to start somewhere. It's okay. But when I, without a wonderful approach, we are sharing actual experiences. So it's important to do that up front. So one of the rituals that I use on myself, and I use when dealing with children. Millennials and down, children. And some of these children have been as young as, you know, 2-3 years, is water. Some simple water by the bed, okay? Water is a conductor. It conducts the energy, all right? So you have your glass. Make sure the glass is clean. Make sure the glass is clear. You have your glass. Make your prayers right there over the water. Sometimes when the situation is kind of rough, I will say add a few drops of Florida water to it. I will say add some lavender, you know, a very easy, gentle smell. I wouldn't even go as high as rose. Lavender. Chamomile, very, very light smell to the water. And then go to sleep. Make your prayers and go to sleep, you know. It's a wonderful protection. It's wonderful. And it helps with dreams. So if you have a child that's like consistently having bad dreams, that is what they need. Okay? Then another small tool. And I say it's a small tool, but it's a very powerful one. And that's camphor. It can be C-A-M-P-O-R or C-H-A-M-P-O-R. I love camphor. Love it. It's a very sacred Eastern resin. And really, you can get this at, really, I think at most drugstores. And I put it in all the windowsills. And it just totally refreshes the place. When we do retreat, I go early. That's part of what I'm doing is smudging out the retreat center, putting camphor down at the retreat center so that when we come and we open ourselves up and we open our spirit up, we're doing so in a physically, emotionally supported. Camphor is another one I really, really like to use. It's very light and airy. It smells close to a mothball. If I had to compare it to anything, probably smells close to a mothball, okay? But powerful. Negativity does not like that smell. And it's easy to travel. You can put it anywhere. And I like to leave it wherever I am so that, you know, whoever uses the center next has access to this great protective space, okay? Spiritual protection. And this is not all for me. You're welcome to press one and to share what you use for your spiritual protection. These are just what I know, what I know for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm about to, like in cards, pull out my card, pull out my ace, okay? I'm about to get this and, like, slap it down on the table. Ancestors. So I spoke about a small thing, spoke about some nice chemicals, things to always have with you. Ancestors, okay? Now, ancestors are not a small thing. They require a little bit of work, so let me tell you about it. Ancestors require a relationship. They require a commitment. They require you be consistent and constant with them, right? And that's okay. We have to learn how to involve ourselves in positive things. What does that mean? That means listening to this program for an hour and a half. You have done some positive work for an hour and a half. Sharing the link or talking to someone about it, South Carolina and their study crew, when you talk about it, when you build on it, when you say, oh, I wish you would have said sandalwood, oh, I wish you would have said, and have all the Palo Santos, I wish you would have, as you continue to grow and expand on it, it gets stronger. That's more things that you're doing in the positive. Taking up, taking care of an ancestor shrine is one of, in my opinion, one of the most positive things that you can do if you do it correctly, okay? If you do it correctly. Now, it's hard to do it wrong. It's easy to do it right. The hardest part about having an ancestor shrine is of us, is being consistent. You got to be consistent. I start washing glasses. Everyone hears me complain about these glasses, but I do. Start washing glasses on Sunday. Start with these shrines to make sure I'm done by Wednesday. I have to start early. Every single glass that I have on my ancestor shrine, on any shrine, I would put my lips to the drink. That's how clean my glasses are. I don't play around with it. Every food that I present to my ancestors is cooked so well. I don't play around with it. I don't buy their food. I make it. I don't even eat that stuff. I make it. I cook it in my pot. I serve it at my ancestor shrines. All these legumes floating around this house. Got 50 million legumes around here. Every single one gets a plate. A plate that I would serve to my child. You see what I'm saying? So, let's work on how we view some of our protection tools. Ancestors, outside of God, is one of the most powerful tools that you will get access to for free. It is one of the most powerful tools. Powerful. Your ancestors love you. One thing I like about ancestors is they're connected to us. Their success is our success is their success. They want us to be successful, 100%. Because if we're not successful, where does that leave them? If you can't afford to go buy candles for the shrine, where does that leave them? You see the invested interest? They want us to do well so that they get all the love and the light. You know, and I'm good with that arrangement. I'm good with having guardian angels that watch over me, that look like me, that came from the same understandings as me, who I might be named after. All of that's very, very real. So ancestors are an extremely important power tool, okay? Then, not small, but important, camphor, lavender, cedar. I have a very, very, very powerful house protection mix. And the house protection mix is good because it mixes it has a nice mix that is going to remove negative energy without interfering with the energy that's there to work with you, you know? And when I go through and I do house cleans, it's so important. I'm like, look, if you're not related, if you're not here to help this person, you need to go. I'm very, very clear. Everybody doesn't have to go. In fact, some of y'all, I need you to kind of buck up and pay attention. But if you're just here for a free ride, you heard it was Tuesday night tacos, whatever, no, you have to go because this person needs their family here to help them. You see what I'm saying? So that house protection mix does that, all right? The white bath, like I said, so vital. If you're going through something, you might need it quarterly. If you have a hard time for my women folk mentally coming back after your menses, you need the white bath, you know, just to get back into your head, to get back into your thinking, right? So these are very basic tools. And it's so funny because out of all the things, I don't produce a lot of things, but what I produce, I have spent decades working on, getting good at understanding the relationship between the herbs and everything like that. I don't produce a lot, but what I do is very powerful because I've spent the time in the research and the years of experience. Okay, spiritual protection. Prayer, learning how to pray, learning what prayers to apply, learning how to ask for help in your prayers, meditation, when you are clearing the mind, building on it from there, listening to the universe is a very, very important exercise to be able to do that. And then we have ancestors that work with us. Then I'm going to say powerful tools. And what I suggest for 99.9% of the people is a godparent. You need a guide, okay? Some of the things that I learned, like tripping and stumbling in the dark and using your hands, like Velma from Scooby-Doo. No. I don't want you to do that. That was not part of your learning practice. And if it was part of mine, it was just something I had to do. But it doesn't have to be part of yours. So we have so much information now. Honestly, we have too much information now. But we have so much information now that can help us really, really understand what's going on. So I'm going to say spiritual protection. Find a good, positive, this is a good point. All right. Good, positive, spiritual guide, right? And Spirit said, after ancestors. After ancestors. You see what I'm saying? Because, and I say this all the time, working with ancestors is like wearing shoes outside. You might want to do it. Can you walk around outside with no shoes on? You can, but I don't think that's safe. See, your ancestors love you. They're invested in you. You know, so many times I'll speak to someone and they'll be like, I don't know, Mama Seven. I'm like, you know what? Sleep on it and talk to your ancestors and get back to me. I don't have to rescue you. I don't have to make you. That's not part of what I'm here to do. Your ancestors will guide you. So when we say, okay, go sleep, feel good and rested, and then turn around and ask your ancestors in your prayers, in your meditation, ask for a sign. You know, ancestors, am I supposed to be doing this? They will give you a very clear sign. Okay? Spiritual guide should only be kind of consulted or searched for after you have this ancestor shrine up. Okay? Because ancestors, that's your family. Your guide, hopefully they're a good person. Hopefully they've made the oaths and commitment and everything else like that, you know, a wonderful approach makes. I don't know. But let's work on that, okay? All right. Spiritual protection. House cleanings, right? I spoke about this. Sister Melissa spoke about it. You got to get the house clean, family. How did the house get dirty? Easy. Super easy. I walk to Kroger and I walk back to get my candles. That's it. That's all it takes. You bump into a person. This person cuts you off in the car. I can't believe gas is $3.19. It's disrespectful. So any of these things can kind of irritate you, creating an opening for negativity, right? Everyone needs their house spiritually clean. Period. I talk a lot in the middle of the house cleans because I really, really want, I shouldn't have to come, not unless we have like some straight poltergeist and stuff going on, but I shouldn't have to do a house cleaning more than once at one location. Okay? I shouldn't. At that point, I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to be teaching you. This is how you do this. Look for this. Pay attention to that. Work on that. And so you'll be getting all that information as we go. Right? House cleans are so important. You know, they're almost like taking and kicking your shoes off at the door. Why would you do that? I do that because I don't want all the dirt that I just walked through to track all through my house. And I want to tell you something about kids. Love kids. I really do. I got two of my own. Then I have godchildren. Then I just got people I love, right? But these kids will go to school, be around, 400 or 500 other kids, all bumping into each other, all trying to discover themselves, all trying to, oh, my goodness. They will come, and all the while, you said you're sweet, innocent, spiritually bathed up, grounded in the fundamentals. Send your child to school, and he's there shining. What do you think is going to happen? All that energy, like a moth to a flame. So guess who's bringing, guess what they're bringing home to you? Drama and trauma, okay? So we have to be cautious even of their energy. We have to get them in a spiritual practice. I know my oldest, when he was in between middle school, elementary and middle school, oh, he'd come home so mad. The world is wrong. Everyone's wrong. He's right. And I'm like, okay, son, just walk around the house. And he's marching around the house, and he's so mad. I can't believe she won't even let me in the house. Mm-mm. Nope, no. And as you come in, I'm going to give you this Florida water. You know, just you got to just go ahead and take care of that. And by the time he finished marching and fussing and being doused, that steam went out. And he, oh, I need a nap. Come on in. Welcome home from school. How you doing? You have to even work with the kids. You know, you have to work on your spouse. Come home, oh, I can't believe this. They passed me up on a promotion again. I got to do this. I got to do that. Expressing themselves, that's what they're doing. Maybe even venting a little. You know, that's not the devil. But it's not really helping your spiritual environment, is it? It's not really helping your spiritual protection, is it? So even the spouses, you know, I used to create little hacks, you know. We can talk about work in the living room, but we're not going to talk about work in the bedroom. Little hacks, you know, we can, you know, you want to vent, let's go for a walk. So that's what nature's here. Nature is a great cleanser. This is why we go and get baptized and we go get cleansed in the ocean every year, which is beautiful. Oh my God, it is the highlight of my year. And the November event comes right after that, but yes, I'm so excited. Let's go outside and talk and walk. We don't have to let that negativity in the house and bounce around. You know, as you can hear, that my house is pretty quiet. It stays quiet. I need quiet and peace of mind and gentleness. And I need all that. I need it. It's not for, I used to always say, oh, it's for the kids. It's for the kids. And then as the kids grew up, I was like, no, I still need it quiet. I guess it's not for the kids. I guess that's me. It's me. I need it quiet. I need to be able to recharge. I need to be able to hear my spirit speaking to me. I can't have all this rah-rah and cursing and, oh, no. That sets my spirit off wrong. And I spent a lot of time trying to keep my spirit in the right, okay? So we've got to learn how to work through these challenges. I have a caller that would like to speak, and right before prayer, perfect timing. So this is going to be my last caller, but we always want to talk about this spiritual protection. You know, we want to share what we know and how we know it so that others can benefit from it as well. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. This is Libby. How you doing?
Oh, Libby, how you doing?
I am doing great. I wanted to share about the ancestors and how awesome it is to have a relationship with your ancestors. Just a quick anecdote. One year I was on my way to retreat by myself in the rain. My phone died. I didn't know where I was, but I somehow stopped in the town where my ancestors are from on the way to the mountain. And there were two people in the car with me. I knew it was there were two people in the car with me, even though I was by myself. And I made it to that mountain. Yes, I was late, but I did make it. And I know that my great-grandmother and her sister were there with me the whole time. Once I got to Trenton, South Carolina, they were there with me in that car. And also, too, my ancestors do tell on me because Mama Seven will let me know when they are disapproving of my actions. And so she told me, you need to feed them. And I was like, feed them? So does that mean I need more light? Do I need more candles? No, you need to feed them. What you eat, you need to feed them. What they like, you need to feed them, actual food. So I've been not as consistent as I should be. They might be a little bit hungry right now, but I'm going to work on that. And they have just been just, I recognize voices. I know who's talking to me. Even some of the ancestors that I've not even met yet, ever. I shouldn't say yet. Wow. Well, yeah, I haven't yet. My great-grandmother, Louisa, she talks to me all the time. I've never met her. I just learned about her, but I know that she loves me and she wants the best for me. So, guys, you know, talk to your ancestors, form a relationship with them because, like Mama Seven said, they love you and they want nothing but the best for you, always. But, an aside, some people say ancestors known and unknown. I do not. Because not all of our ancestors were good people. So I really just talk to the ones that love me and mean the best for me. The ones that don't, I pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my piece. Peace and blessings, y'all.
I love it. I love it. And I remember that retreat so well. I think you had to be 2 hours late. And I was like, I know she's coming though. No phone, no nothing. I said, no, I'm going to just sit here until she shows up because I know she is coming. I know she's on her way. We're just going to be here. We are just going to be here. And you showed up.
At the McDonald's.
But you know what? But that journey was so much more. It was so much more about that detour than it was about anything else. You know what I'm saying? It was very powerful.
Amen.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. Amen. Thanks for calling in. Yes. I remember that. That was so wonderful. I have been hopelessly lost. And I'm like, okay, Spirit, I'm going to need you to get me there because I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. And when that happens, then I can tend to move forward, okay? Oh, my goodness. I'm not a control person, but I want to be on time or whatever. Spirit's like, we working. We got stuff to do, you know. All the wonderful, beautiful events that I've seen in nature and spiritual protection. I'm going to share this one last story, and then we got to get into prayer time. So this is one of my – I love my South Carolina crew. But me and Sister Makita, I forget where we were going. I can't remember where we were going. But we were driving. And I was like, Sister, turn right here. And she said, where? I said, just follow that little path. Follow it around. Make turn. And she said, this is somebody's property. I said, this is not somebody's property. This is a farm. Go around. Follow the rabbit. There's a rabbit kind of like bouncing in front of the car. And she was like, Are you serious? I said, I'm so serious. Follow that rabbit. We're going right around the corner. We are traveling on someone else's property. It's by a farm. And she was like, what are we doing? I said, just flow with me. Work with me. We get around to this little patch of sunflowers, okay? And the patch, it's a nice-sized patch. And she's like, where did these come from? I said, they've been here. She said, no. I drive this street every day, so I would have known that there are sunflowers there. I ain't never seen those sunflowers. I said, come on. We're just going to look at one of the sunflowers. We're just going to take one picture with the sunflower. She said, so she goes and gets her machete. I said, you won't need the machete, okay? I promise you. The sunflower is not going to jump you, okay? But she grabs her machete anyways. And the little rabbit that led us there is just kind of bouncing around. And we're up there, and I take this beautiful picture of the sunflower. And inside the sunflower, I'm looking at it's a bee. And I was like, this doesn't get better than this, right? I do that all the time. Spiritual protection. We in Deepwood, South Cackalack, okay? Anything or anybody could come and have an opinion about me taking this picture with this big, beautiful, the sunflower stood probably 2 feet taller than me. It was that beautiful, you know? And so spiritual protection allows me to have those kinds of experiences on a regular basis. Allows us. So after we take the picture, I'm loving it. We get back in the car. We spin around. That sunflower field has never been seen again. never to be seen again. Off we go. And we were safe while we were out in the world. This is when you get your prayers done on a regular basis. This is when you have that strong relationship with ancestors. That's how those things happen, okay? So I just want to encourage everybody, get your protection up, okay? My house protection mix, that can be ordered, okay? All a Wonderful Approach should have that. If you have two or three things, the house protection mix, the white bath, and the prayer book, that will start your journey into spirituality. Those things. Safely, okay? I got to say safely, because we have people that are losing their minds on a regular basis. You can save family, okay? So let's start there. Let's start with those small tools. You know, everybody wants to wake up in the morning and be a priest. But really, in the priesthood, the amount of study that it requires is a lifetime. You know, at least, you know, it's so intense that sometimes the work makes people not do it, okay? So when we're seeing all this flash and dash and all this other stuff, chances are they're not putting the work. I hate to be like that. I'm sorry. But I want them to do the work. I don't want them to lead innocent people into bad situations, you know? I don't want to see, I mean, some of the stories out there will break your heart. And they'll be like, you know, Reverend did this to me. We have a whole situation. We have a Catholic church. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. We have whole situations where abuse has been the norm, unacceptable. And these were people seeking God? Oh, no. Oh, no. We've got to do better. And remember, each one of us has a role to play in the spreading of positivity. Because those radio stations, oh, they're doing their job to spread the negativity. The news station, they're doing their job to spread the negativity, okay? You don't have to ask and beg negativity to be there. The video game's got it prepped and ready to go. All right? What we have to do is find creative ways to get our spirituality out. We have to find creative ways to get our positivity out. Even if we go old-fashioned back just to smiling at people. And I hate these masks because that means you can't really see me smile. Man, I would go to Kroger just to sit and smile at people. Dunkin' Donuts? Oh, my God. I'm not in there for the coffee. I'm in there for the smile. I want to talk to people. I want to interact with people and just love them as they love me, you know? So when I keep my spiritual protection high, I can do those things. Okay, and I do work on keeping it high. I do want to say, before we move into prayers, and I know we're getting late, I am far from perfect, far from perfect. I have struggles, challenges, concerns. I got a day job. I got a teenager. Oh, my God. I got all kinds of stuff going on. So I'm a person. But I share that because I want everyone to know that this person strives so hard to be this godly vessel. I want God to be able to use me, even though I'm a person. I've seen God use persons before. So I don't want you to sit back and think, I don't know who need to hear this, but I don't want you to sit back and think, oh, I can't do that because of this. Incorrect. God can use you. I don't want you to sit back and think, well, she can do that because she's that. Incorrect. God can use you. What we have to do is get ourselves good and strong, and God can use us even when we're not feeling good and strong, okay? So we never know when that moment's going to come. You don't have to get ready. Be ready. All right? So we're moving into our prayer portion. It's kind of late, but Spirit was kind of just flowing off of that. Lydia got me started. But I really wanted to make sure that we do our prayer, okay? Don't let this be the last prayer your ears hear tonight. You got to go behind me and say another one. Read it. Everyone is sitting there with a phone in your hand. These are mini computers. I don't care. You don't have to have it memorized. That comes with time. But we have to make these prayers, and we have to make them sincerely, and we have to know how, why, when to make these prayers. Okay? So, Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly, come before you grateful, come before you, speaking for myself, excited. I know that you're working on good, positive things for us, God. I can feel it. It's electric. I can feel it. I know that there's positivity for us all around. I know there's opportunity for us to do better than we were today. I know there's opportunity for us to grow. There's opportunity for us to collaborate. Let's grow together. There's opportunity for healing. I'm going to say the word. There's opportunity for forgiveness. We have to begin to work on this. God, please give us the strength to work on all the things that we have, that you would have us work on, so that we can become strong vessels for positivity. God, we come before you because there are so many others that cannot. Please allow us to shine light into those dark places. Kind word, be a gentle voice when things are dark and unable to be fixed. God, you have let us know that there is nothing that you can't fix. We have all faith in you. We have all gratitude in you. We have all positivity in you. God, we have all trust in you. I fear not because of the promises that you have made to me personally. I fear not because I know that the word that you have created come back void. I fear not because my ancestors told me not to. And I believe and trust that they will take care of all the needs that I have. May not be the needs I want, but all the needs that I have, and I am grateful. God, I ask that you continue to allow us to grow. Grow in energy, grow in strength, grow in knowledge. Ask that we continue to be the leaders, spiritual leaders, in our home first, in our community second. God, I'm asking you to show us the light so that we can be directed in the way that you are. God, I ask for protection over these beautiful children. I ask for protection for all a wonderful approach children, all a wonderful approach angels. May we continue to grow and shine. May we continue to be the blessing to others as we are being blessing and gentle to ourselves. God, we're asking that you continue to do you while teaching us who we are in this journey that we're in. Amen.